Not only that, but the savage is free from those breathtaking diseases of cancer, diabetes, and a host of other common, ordinary dangers that civilized health authorities cannot seem to subdue. Healthy natives live long and contented right in our own country. We can find living examples of good health that should make civilized man ashamed of his transgressions. In the so-called fever-ridden region known as the Everglades of Florida, those subtropic wastes of reed-grown creeks and bayous, live a tribe of Indians known as the Seminoles. These Indians have steadfastly refused to adopt the white man's way of life. Today in their primitive state they still remain healthy and robust. Babies are born without fuss and bother. No attendant nurse and bespectacled doctor rather to give sage advice to the mother. She is usually unattended and brings forth the youngster in solitude, without assistance of any kind. Her diet is a natural one. It is procured from the native soil, unsullied by artificial fertilizers. The Seminole mother has no refrigerators, not hot water bags, no blood transfusions. Scientists grudgingly agree, judged by the fate of other Indians, that if the Seminoles had become civilized, had adopted so-called civilized improvements, they would not have survived. Their sole protection has been and is that they dislike the white man, and refuse to imitate him or adopt his way of living. Yet the Everglades abound in all manner of insects, pests and dangerous snakes. But the simple natives are able to protect themselves from natural enemies. Even the bite of a rattlesnake, the scourge of the Everglades, has little effect as far as these savages are concerned. These Indians possess herbs to counteract this reptile poison in a most successful manner. Such herbs are nature's medicines. They are the product of no laboratory and possess no pedigree of scientific research to make them popular. The Seminoles as a race are happy in their freedom. Their lives do not know the restraints of other people or the physical restraint of ailments. These savages need no drugs to enable them to sleep, no purgatives to free clogged up bodies from the poisons generated by unwholesome food. In contrast with this seeming immunity to ailments of the Seminoles, civilized man certainly has not been fortunate. Early man was powerfully built in the early era as civilized man was well nourished and well built. With the advance of his culture, his learning, his health failed him, retrograded. He went back physically. And much of his unfortunate condition is due to his abuse of the soil that gives him his food. Ruthlessly he disorganized and disturbed the balance of nature, the balance that she had been slowly establishing through countless ages. His fields are worn out, his food is lacking in nourishment and the worms and other pests are getting beyond control. He has tried to make up for his abuse of nature by the most technical means. He uses heat, ice, preservatives and canning to prevent his foods from deterioration. Every ingenuity of an intelligent mind is brought into play to give him better and more healthful food. But he does not face the situation squarely. He seeks to ameliorate present conditions without attempting to rectify the underlying cause, which is the true basis of all his food troubles. And today's burning question is, how is man succeeding in his efforts? The frank answer, the only answer, to that question is, man is failing miserably. End extracts for audio.